from a Syrian town last week came a story from a woman. She gave her name as Oma Amahed. And in her deepest sorrow, she said, if the world wanted to stop this, they would have by now. One more chemical attack in a town the world's never heard of won't change anything. Her voice cracked in the interview, and she said, I'm sorry. My son died yesterday. I have nothing left to say to the world. Can I even pray? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? In Mpasa, in the Democratic Republic of Congo, our congregation with many are working on building a sustainable pediatric clinic. Thanks be to God. It's a place where no incubators are, you know, for the preemies who need it most. So newborns are welcomed with kerosene lamps in their drawers alongside them, and surgeries are performed with a flashlight when the clouds pass over the open spaces. We're looking for hope in this place, but the area is surrounded by conflict. War over the last number of years has claimed millions of lives, many of them children. Some because of fighting, but just as many because of disease and malnutrition. Soldiers, even today, the war's done, shoot unarmed civilians. Will hope be planted? Will it survive? Can I even pray? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? She was a bright second grader when I met her. Challenging background, grandma and grandpa and an aunt raised her up. Mom was not able. First church I served and had the privilege of confirming her. I watched her discover gifts about befriending the lonely and admiring the shy. She was an includer by nature. When she was confirmed, she told the story about the church being the family she hadn't had and how she wanted that for others. But life is hard, and she tried to salve those wounds and assuage that pain. Dark moments can feel longer than the bright spots. It was just this December that she died. Can I even pray? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Jesus hung on the cross, praying that the cup would pass, praying there would be another way, praying it wouldn't turn out like this. And then, thy will be done. A prayer of abandonment in the midst of a prayer of faith. He didn't quietly slip into the beyond. He called out knowing God was listening. He never stopped, even when he felt alone and completely abandoned. Can I even pray? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? On this Good Friday, when nothing feels good quite yet, our story isn't done. God's not done yet. Now, I'm not suggesting we rush to resurrection and hallelujah and miraculous change in our lives just yet. But we need tonight the spiritual practice of and. Not to invoke guilt, but to live out the cost of love, death, and resurrection, faith and doubt, absence and presence, desolation and consolation, Good Friday and Easter. Connected irrevocably. Those cries of absence, as Martin Marty called them, God's suffering with us, is the force, is the power of his love lived out in our time and beyond. And so we're living out now. Can I even pray? My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And we cannot keep from praying. When we don't know what to pray, the Spirit intercedes with groans so deep for us. I will never leave you nor forsake you. It's in these moments I join you in the suffering. So be it. Amen.